Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics, and happy Tuesday, one and all. Steve Miggs, we have, I believe this is going to be round four of candy getting in our household today.
Round four. In what way?
Well, because we've had a couple different Halloween events over the last couple of weeks, which is great because we're getting some mileage out of Barrett's Batman costume, which costs like a gazillion dollars, as all kid costumes do.
Getting your money's worth.
Yes.
So he's okay with just being the same thing each night.
I keep suggesting, you know, he still has his Rubble costume from last year and a backhoe costume from the year before that. He just wants to be Batman this year. So we're going to do Batman one more time tonight, trunk or treat at his school, and then actual Halloween on Thursday.
How did Halloween become a whole, I mean, I'm sure Danny loves it. I'm looking at him like he's going to be like, yeah, Steve, how did it become a whole week? But it seems crazy to me that it's just like every day, the entire week leading up to Halloween, there is something to do that involves getting candy.
Yeah, really, I'm just campaigning for it for the whole year. You know, I just
Halloween
all year round, so.
I mean, I feel like Halloween's just trying to be more competitive with Christmas, because Christmas is like such a season, you know? I feel like Halloween's trying to step into that.
It's the candy industry, man. They just want to make as much money as humanly possible off of us. And they figure, well, you know what? If you're going to buy enough bags for a week's worth of crap, it's a lot more money for us in one day.
Oh, yeah. Sugar highs all around. Let's inform the Rockaholics.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. Today is a day that I'm not bringing up to my daughter because it's National Cat Day and I want to get her off of that path of wanting a cat in our house.
Oh boy.
We have this like local cat that just, local, I don't know.
A local cat.
It's the Puyallup cat. And every night it walks by our ring cam, sets it off, and then we have video of it, and she always wants to see this cat, and she's convinced that one day we're going to catch it, because it doesn't have a collar, or at least it doesn't look like it has a collar. And she's like, that's our cat, Daddy. So we're going to get it, and we're going to make it ours. So whenever I see it on the ring cam when she's awake, I kind of wait a little bit of time, and then I'm like, hey, look, the cat's on the ring cam.
I feel like you need to catch the cat and put a collar on it so that then she thinks that it belongs to somebody.
I love the way you think.
Yeah. Solving she's like, problems for you.
Because the way that her little brain works, she's like, if it has a collar, we can't F with that cat. But if it doesn't have a collar, all bets are off, and we're taking that cat and making it ours.
Steve's going to come in with a big old scratch on his face one day.
What did you do, Steve? I got the cat. We have a pet cat now, and I hate my life. I said for years I'll never have a cat, and here we are now with the cat. Hey, last night, game three of the World Series, the Yankees almost got shut out by the Dodgers. They're down 4-0. I'm like, well, this game's pretty much over. It doesn't even look like much much of a series. But then they got a two-run home run in the bottom of the ninth. But then this happened.
2-2 to Torres. Bouncing ball towards the middle. Edmund with a spin and a throw. And the Dodgers dominate game three. They're a win away from a world championship. A 3-0 series lead over the Yankees.
And it's crazy because the ratings are insane, but the series is going to be done probably tonight the way things are looking. The Dodgers won 4-2. Game four is tonight in New York, and the Dodgers are going for the big sweep.
I'm here for it.
Yeah, I mean, I love watching playoff baseball, but it is crazy that they're just up now 3-0.
Oh, yeah. Seattle Sounders won a dramatic 5-4 penalty shootout over the Houston Dynamo in the first game of their best-of-three MLS Cup series after a scoreless draw during regulation. Sounders goalkeeper Stephen Fry, the league leader in clean sheets, remained untested.
Timeout. What the hell does that mean?
It means that no one scored on him. He kept him off the board.
Oh, I was like, well, I don't need to know what he does in his bedroom. Like, good for him. He doesn't wet his bed.
Well, Danny got to experience it in person. He was there.
Yeah, it was a really boring game until the very end. Because, of course, when you go 0-0 the entire 90 minutes, it's kind of a struggle to get through.
Not just 0-0, but 0-0, and they don't even get a shot on goal.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. And so we were just like, I was drinking with Castle for a little bit, walking around the stadium. And then finally they go into penalty. And I was like, of course, on a night where it started at 6 p.m. They're going to find a way to make it go long. But luckily, I mean, it was electric in there. Once they did, they won, and it was just like fireworks, and everyone was screaming. It was so good.
So pretty packed house then?
Yeah, honestly, for a Monday night. And you know what? Everyone was like, you know what? It's playoff soccer. It's time to be here.
And the teams meet again in Houston on Sunday.
Yep. So if they win, it's not aggregate crap anymore, right?
No. If they win on Sunday, we move on. If we lose, then we go to game three.
Gotcha. Last night was Monday Night Football. I hate to say this, but I find myself wanting to watch Pittsburgh Steelers games because, well, I want to see Russell Wilson, you know, the man himself.
Mr. Unlimited.
Do well. I'm rooting for Russ, and it's weird rooting for a Steelers team, which I never thought I ever would. And the minute Russ leaves the Steelers, I'm going to stop rooting for them again. But they ended up winning 26-18. It was a little bit of a comeback for the Giants, but they weren't able to make it happen, mainly because, well, their quarterback, Daniel Jones, he fumbled, and then he threw a crucial interception as well. But Russell Wilson, 2-0. He threw some freaking bombs, too.
Sure
it was fun watching him. He had 278 yards. He had a touchdown as well. The Steelers are now 6-2 going into the bye week. I mean, they're looking good with Russ. Afterwards, though, on a quest, does Russ have a catchphrase at the end of his interviews? So here's his press conference. What do you think? Does he or does he not?
I feel like he's making people wait.
But, you know, we'll catch up those and get those back.
All right.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
I think it's appreciate it now, his new? No.
Appreciate.
Oh, somebody. Oh, okay. Someone's just sent me a link, though, to the full press conference. I guess he didn't. It got cut off. So here's his catchphrase.
But, you know, we'll catch up those and get those back.
All right.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Oh, and kiss my Sean Payton and the Denver Broncos. Keep paying me, you stupid motherfuckers. Go Steelers.
That's a pretty cool ending catchphrase. I like that one.
It's very, very original.
Yeah, way to go, Russ. That's pretty awesome of you.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Oh, and kiss my Sean Payton and the Denver Broncos. Keep paying me, you stupid motherfuckers. Go Steelers.
Yeah, go Steelers. Okay. As far as weather, it's 55 degrees and cloudy. The DMV is brought to you by Jersey Mike's, the sub above, and that's what's up.
Steve Miggs, tell me if you know this one. A woman walks into a bar and finds a kidney.
Okay, I don't. What's the punchline?
Kate Marsh had been on dialysis for years, and her story of finding a new kidney at a bar is incredible. Katie will join us at 9:20.
Yes, the Daily Miggs Show.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
A woman in upstate New York who had been on dialysis for years found a new kidney at a bar.
Wow.
Her name is Katie Marsh, and we have her on the phone this morning to tell her story. Hello, Katie.
Hey, how are you?
Doing great. First of all, just a random question, but what part of upstate New York are you from?
It's about 40 minutes south of Buffalo.
Okay, because I went to college in Plattsburgh, so I was just wondering if this was happening in Plattsburgh, New York.
No.
Because I'm picturing at like a Plattsburgh bar, and everyone's like, "Hey, does anyone have a kidney for this lady?" Can you tell us the story? Because this is one of the more when we saw the story, and it was going viral, and I don't even know if you were prepared for this story to become like a nationwide story where everyone's talking about it. But it's so bonkers.
It is pretty incredible, and I didn't realize getting a kidney was going to become known over the internet. So yeah, my son and I ordered takeout from our local tavern. And I went to pick it up. I was talking with a couple friends outside, and the owner comes out and just asked me how dialysis and everything was going. And I told her, no kidney yet. Dialysis sucks. Then she went inside and apparently announced that she was looking for an O-positive kidney. And that's when Allison, my donor, and her husband were sitting there and said, oh, we're O-positive. So she said that my friend needs a kidney, and they said they would go get tested, and it all leads up to today. She went and called that next Monday and got the ball rolling.
Did they offer like a discount on their dinner or something?
Right? I mean, I offered to buy it, but I took it with a grain of salt just because it's okay. Yeah, you're going to find somebody who's O positive, and then to find out that we had like the same tissue and in common genetic markers, it was one in a million chance that that could ever possibly happen, let alone in a town of 500 people. Wow. It's crazy.
Katie, in the time that you were on dialysis and waiting for a kidney, did you ever have like a close call leading up to that, or had it just been kind of being in like a despair state?
No, they had me on the list and had taken me off three different times. Aye. It was a rough go. For a very long time, my husband got tested and he wasn't a match. And there's actually something called a kidney pairing where because he didn't match me, they would have found someone who matched me. It's kind of like trading a kidney.
Hmm.
Oh, so you take care of this person because they're going to take care of this person kind of a thing.
Exactly. So we were all ready to do that. And then I found Allison and everything kind of just changed from there.
Now, are you and Allison, have you guys become friends outside of this? Do you guys keep in touch? Does she call up and say, how's my kidney doing?
Just checking on my kidney.
Texting or, we've gotten together. But yeah, we text all the time.
You joke, there was a TV show, a sitcom that I was watching. I don't know if you ever watched. It's called Be Positive. And the whole premise was this guy, he had someone that in his life that lived like a party lifestyle, but she was going to donate the kidney. And then the dynamic was him trying to get her to stop partying and be a better person because he's like, that kidney's mine. I don't want you to screw it up.
No, she, she can drink beer and do whatever she needs to. But now me personally, I won't even touch alcohol.
Yeah.
As far as being the recipient versus being the donor, what's the recovery like for you versus for Allison?
Well, the recovery for me was pretty tough. Her surgery was laparoscopic, so she was in and out of the hospital. She was out the next morning. Where me, I have an incision probably 5 inches on my stomach. I mean, I had the staples, and there's a lot more for the recipient than the donor. Worth every second and every ounce of pain, though.
I was about to say, because my father recently passed, but before he passed, he was on dialysis for a while. And I'm just sorry. Hearing his stories, like, I got to imagine, yeah, you're in a lot of pain, but at least there's a light at the end of the tunnel, whereas, like, that the dialysis machine and just the amount of times he had to do it throughout the week, it would just suck the living life out of him and just drain him. I can't imagine. I got to imagine for you, you're like, I'm so happy I don't have to be on this machine anymore.
Mm-hmm. Well, not just that, but here I am trying to raise my teenage son. And it's like, okay, you go to dialysis and you come home and your son wants to go play basketball or he wants to go do this yeah. and that. And you can't. You sleep the rest of the day.
Yeah, he said that you would feel like hungover.
Yeah. Yeah, they compared to it being on chemo. It's pretty rough.
So, Katie, would you have any, like, pieces of advice to anyone that maybe is considering being a kidney donor? I mean, what does the process look like as far as, like, if someone's listening right now and they're like, hey, I should, you know, put my name on the donor list or something like that, see if they can help somebody out. What are the steps that people should go through for something like that?
Get a hold of your local hospitals, see if they're a transplant hospital. If not, they will lead you to a hospital that does transplants. And then it really is a few blood tests. They will get tissue tests, blood tests, and they will find someone in the United States that needs a kidney.
Wow.
It's very, for what you're doing for somebody, it's nothing. And that came from Allison. Mm-hmm. She would have done it 100 times over to save my life.
It's a quirky story because it was at a bar and all that. But at the end of the day, it's such an incredible story. We got a couple texts. And I feel like our texters share the same brain as me because the most important question, it's a stupid one, was what did you order at takeout and what were you getting when you...
I mean, come on. We're from Buffalo. Of course I got chicken wings.
Let's go! Blue cheese or ranch?
Oh, blue cheese all the way.
That's what's up, Danny. Okay.
Yep. Well, Katie, this is so awesome to hear your story, and thanks for just shedding light on what it's like to be, you know, a recipient of a kidney. This is a wild story, and shout out to Allison for being your angel.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
Right on, Katie. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So based on Katie's insane story,
crazy,
we have a very simple question that we want to ask our Rockaholics, but we need for you to call us up right now. 206-803-ROCK. And we promise it is a simple question. 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Aerosmith.
The Daily Mix Show.
Earlier, we chatted with Katie Marsh, and Katie was on dialysis for years. Until one day she walked into a local tavern. She was grabbing takeout food. And after Katie chatted with the owner for a minute, the owner ended up going around and asking everybody at the bar what their blood type was. Turns out a local teacher turned out to be a match for Katie. And this is her telling the story about how it all happened.
It is pretty incredible. And so, yeah, my son and I ordered takeout from our local tavern. And the owner comes out and just asked me how dialysis and everything was going, and I told her, nope, no kidney yet. Dialysis sucks. Then she went inside and apparently announced that she was looking for an O-positive kidney, and that's when Allison, my donor, and her husband were sitting there and said, oh, we're O-positive, and it all leads up to today. She went and called that next Monday and got the ball rolling.
Did they offer like a discount on their dinner or something?
Right? I mean, I offered to buy it, but 1 in a million chance that could ever possibly happen, let alone in a town of 500 people.
So this leads us to want to ask a simple question. We'll start with Isaiah from Puyallup. Isaiah, would you donate a kidney to a stranger?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Oh, goody, two shoes over here. No, so just if somebody just walked right up to you and said, I need a kidney, can you help me out with this? Would you go straight to the hospital?
You know, I feel like especially like I said previously, like if it was in a bar, you know, you got to imagine this person probably needs this. You know,
right. No, I get what you're saying. And I honestly, like, I thought about this a long time ago. I don't know if my answer would have been the same as it is now. Like nowadays, absolutely. Just because I have some people in my life that have had, like, shout out to my buddy Jim Valley, who used to do radio around here. He's been trying to find a kidney forever. He's been on dialysis. And just a few weeks ago, it finally happened where he was on vacation in Tennessee, got the phone call from UW, and they're like, we got a match. Because this has been going on forever. I mean, he's put up posts on social media. If anyone can help. Like, it's just one of those heartbreaking things when you're like, am I going to lose my friend? Because, you know, you just don't know if anyone's going to be a match or anything along those lines. And then when it finally happened, oh, man.
That's amazing.
He's currently on the recovery, and it's a tough recovery. So, I mean, shout out to Katie, who we just talked to, because the recovery is brutal.
Absolutely. And Paul from West Seattle, we want to ask you the same simple question. Would you donate a kidney to a complete stranger?
I would donate anything to a complete stranger if it saves their lives and it'll make me feel better and I'll meet the guy at the Golden Gate, man. The pearly gates, I'm there.
Yeah, Paul, it'd be a tough one to go to bed at night if someone like hit you up and like you're like you realize you're a match and all that. And you're like, I'm good, but you know, good luck in your future search. Like that would just like, how do you go to bed knowing that okay, I could have helped save somebody's life?
Absolutely. You know, if somebody had testicular cancer, I'd donate a left testy for him.
All right. Paul's a good guy.
Steve, we found your match.
I was about to say, get Paul's number. I got to talk to him later.
Justin,
this left testy's been in bad shape for a while now.
Oh, Justin from Ferndale, would you donate a kidney to a complete stranger?
Good morning. And the answer is yes. My grandpa went through dialysis for years, and I saw the struggle he went through. So if I can help someone not go through that or any other medical condition, 110%. I mean, I have to clear it with my wife first, but, you know, yes.
Okay, would there be any stipulations? Like, would you want to make sure, like, you meet the person? Like, I always think about that. Like, would you, you know, what if, like, you met someone who's, like, just living, like, not a very good lifestyle? And then, like, do you want to donate a part of your body? I know that sounds terrible to say, but, I mean, those are thoughts that pop in, I think, people's minds.
Oh, yeah, no, definitely. Like, you want to make sure that if you're going to donate something to help someone else and make their life better, you all I would ask is, whatever you do, don't make the same. If it was a mistake in your life that led you to lose your organ, mm-hmm. have this be a stepping stone to go back and figure out how you can make your own life better.
Absolutely. I also believe that if you do donate a kidney, that you go to the, if you ever needed a kidney for the one that you have left, you go to the front of the list.
Front of the line.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'd rather just get like front of the line for like concerts and things like that. I'll give you. Sorry. Somebody did say that in May, my mother-in-law got a kidney transplant. It was from a donor who had just passed away. It's still the greatest gift that a person can give.
Wow. Yeah. So are you an organ donor on your ID? Same.
Yes. That was like a no-brainer. I was like, absolutely. Use whatever can be used, please use it.
Carve me right up.
Carve me right up.
Rockaholics, we would love for you to give us a call if you feel brave enough to tackle the game of Beat Migs this morning. Steve has a record of 304 wins, 90 losses, and 53 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We'll play Beat Migs at 650.
The Daily Migs Show.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com